This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything. We're launching here into the third hour of the show. We're talking about executives at these social media companies and how it turns out they don't even use their own products, or those that do aren't using them in the way that they expect their users to use them. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Mark, you were just arguing moments ago that the Facebook product, you say, is not addictive.
I think that the term addictive is just tossed about and disempowers people. I mean, how many times have you heard that addiction's a disease? Facebook isn't a freaking disease, you poor, pathetic individual.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't think addiction's a disease. I think that it is an addiction. It is something that is compulsive. It's a habit. It's something that people do because it brings them some sort of pleasure most of the time. And so that's why they continue to do it, whether it be eating ice cream constantly or whether it be watching television constantly or on Facebook, you know, whatever.
I think we need better terms, okay? So addiction, I like to leave for things like tobacco.
Why?
Heroin.
Why?
Because they're serious addictions. Whereas a compulsion, you said a compulsion and a habit. I don't mind terms like habit, compulsion, things like that. Those are it, because it breaks that paradigm. When you say, well, you know, I like to eat strawberry ice cream at night at about 9 p.m. before I go to bed. You don't have an addiction. You might get a dopamine rush, but dopamine is released by the brain all day for all kinds of reasons.
What if you're thinking about the strawberry ice cream all day? What if you don't eat the strawberry ice cream and you toss and turn at night because you want it so bad?
There are people with strawberry ice cream addictions.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And okay. When the average strawberry ice cream consumer says that they have a strawberry ice cream addiction, they are insulting those people. Okay?
So wait, what you're saying is some addictions are more addicting than others, right? Some products are more addicting
than others? That's exactly what I'm saying. And that
and you're saying that Facebook and social media, they don't rise to the level of tobacco.
They don't even come close.
Even though there are probably more users of social media in the world, maybe, than tobacco, who maybe spend more of their precious time on that platform, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to likely die because of your Facebook use, so I'll give you that.
I'm just dying a little bit inside
every day. but, you know, we've certainly talked about internet addiction. I mean, would you rank internet addiction in general as not important?
Yes, I would say
these people have lost their jobs, they've lost their relationships, they've lost, you know, time, money, all kinds of things.
They didn't value those things. You know where their value lies because you can see what they do.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do.
Is what I used to look like.
I don't know what that was. Some browsers started playing somewhere here.
That's how you know what people value, is they're doing what it is that they value. So these courses where you send your kid to break their internet addiction, I mean, come on. These are people that have never had jobs, never had responsibilities, and you think that they're addicted to the internet? No, their lives are empty and meaningless. That's why they think they're addicted, because they've never had any sort of real interactions. Real life hasn't smacked them in the face.
That's not true at all. There are people who are internet addicted who are in their 30s and 40s.
By the way, guys, the clinical term here is PIU.
What's that?
Problematic internet use. It's apparently a psychological term for now, internet addiction.
And didn't they add it to the DSM recently as well?
I think so, yes.
I think they did. That doesn't mean it's necessarily real, but it's certainly a problem for some people, Mark. And for you to downplay this when people have lost their livelihoods due to internet addiction, I think is it's kind of insulting to those people.
I mean, there are people that have died, right? Like the guys in South Korea just
like playing video games. Yeah, they starved to death.
Now, those people were legit addicted, right?
Right? Okay, so it's funny, but it's not funny for their mother, right? Like,
no, Ian, that's pretty serious. Saying that nobody has ever experienced this addiction. In the same way that I just said, not 3 friggin' minutes ago, you slack-jawed dullard, that people can be addicted for real to strawberry ice cream.
Yeah.
They can be addicted for real to the internet. However, if you're listening to me, and you think you're addicted to the internet, the chances are extraordinarily high that you are a self-possessed drama queen. And not addicted.
I disagree.
Have you ever watched that show, My Strange Addiction?
No.
They have, it's great. They got people on there, like, you know, addicted to eating mattresses, you know, things like that.
People are addicted to eating things, yes.
Yeah, there are.
If you're eating glass, you're addicted to eating glass. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah, it's a TLC show. They have some very, very strange things.
But in this case,
the next episode for the next will be this woman who will go to extreme lengths for extreme neck length.
Oh no! Neck extensions?
Yeah, like this.
So yeah, I mean, obviously people have whatever it is that they like to do, but it's when that thing that you like to do becomes a problem that it's an addiction. And there are people out there.
The first instant that it becomes a problem, that's when it's an addiction, or after it's been a friggin' year and you've known it was a problem the whole time and you haven't done anything about it.
I would say it's when it becomes a problem. It's when it becomes, you know, something you feel like you have to do. You feel bad if you don't do it. And, you know, these are classic signs of addiction. And so you've got people here that worked in the industry, Mark, that are telling you, we designed this to be addictive. Like these video games with the loot boxes. I don't know if you were on the show and we talked about the loot boxes. I think it was last Friday. But one of our listeners...
These ones that are sort of a randomized whatever you get kind of thing?
Yeah, so one of our listeners actually had a lot more insight into this. Obviously, he is somebody who spent some time in these games. Makona 512. He wrote this, and finally getting around to listening to the episode from the 26th, I want to say that for loot boxes in games, they're most commonly found in games targeted at very young children. The push for legal action, because what the story was the state of Washington's one of the legislators there wants to ban loot boxes or regulate them to where they wouldn't be available to people under the age of 21 or something like that. Anyway, he says they put them in games targeted at young children and the push for legal action started because that same level of loot box has now ended up in popular AAA games. AAA being the high dollar value, very big production
games. This is the EA games,
right.
Star Wars that came out where everybody is outraged that they paid $50 for a game and then have to pay for upgrades within the game.
He says, well, you don't have to. You can grind forever in the game to try to get them.
Every player knows that you can't beat a pair. Players
Correct.
Can't beat pairs.
He says they design the game such that its progression is slowed to a point where it can take months or years to make a meaningful amount of progress. The crazy thing is the ones targeted at kids are far worse, as those often use, you know, get this, microtransaction systems which dynamically adjust the odds of the game and the loot box based on the data collected on the player. If the player has no concept of the value of money, like a child might, it will reduce the odds of getting something good and significantly increase the prices. Meaning if you give your kid access to your credit card or whatever to play his little game, but he doesn't really understand the value of money. I don't know. Somebody apparently. One of our listeners actually corrected me because I said that with like online gaming systems like Xbox or PlayStation that you usually have to type in like a credit card CVV number to verify that you are the person who you say you are. But I was told that's not the case. Like once you put a credit card in some of these systems, it's just logged in there and then anybody who's got access to it has access to
it. Ironically, when I was a very different person around the age of 10, maybe 11, I actually did this.
Where you put...
I had a stepfather who I really didn't like. And, I mean, I knew that there was a cost, and I knew that the cost to the game that I was playing online through the Prodigy online service
boy.
Was going to hit his credit card, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I just made charges. and Woo! Didn't care.
What was the total damage?
I don't know.
They
don't
didn't
remember.
Talk to you about it? Or did they confront
did.
You?
Yeah.
They did. I remember when
yes, there was a conversation had.
I didn't do that on a basis of being mean. I just did it because I was hooked on CompuServe and racked up a $200 month,
oh, wow.
1 month,
wow.
In fees from that, and then you just got that from just going
suddenly
on there.
You learned the value of money.
I certainly was talked to about responsibility in those areas. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here. What's your addiction, if you want to talk about it? And do you agree with Mark that Facebook, Twitter, all these online social media sites, that the creators who, you know, have been honest admitted, yeah, we designed these to be addictive. We wanted you to get dopamine rushes so you'd keep coming back for more. You've just blown this off. Mark's saying, no big deal. That's not an addiction.
I'm not
like,
saying it's no
like
big deal.
Other addictions.
Any of those psychologists that help design these things, these social media sites, do you have any tips for how to make a podcast more addictive?
Yeah, good question. let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Also, do want to make sure that you know about Anarchapulco. It's coming up, and it's coming up fast. In fact, it is a sellout event for the first time ever in the history of Anarchapulco. It's the fourth year, so they've already gone from, you know, new event to complete sellout, and they've also upgraded their facilities. They're going to be at a completely different location this time around, the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Still the beautiful land of Acapulco, but this time on the beach, so you won't need to travel for a half hour as we had to previously at the last place to get to the beach. It's right there for you. The Princess Resort, it's happening February 15th through the 18th. Why am I telling you this? Why will I tell you that Ron Paul and, like, you know, more than a dozen other great speakers are going to be there if you can't see it because it's a sellout? Well, because you can. They're going to be live streaming the event, presumably at anarchapulco.com or whatever YouTube channel or Facebook page or wherever it is they end up putting the video. I don't know if they've gotten that far yet. If they have, we haven't heard about it. But I have heard they are going to be live streaming the event, and the reason they're doing that is because they sold out. So they wanted everybody to have a chance to see the great speeches and such there. So check it out over at anarchapulco.com. We'll get to be there in person, thankfully. I'm grateful for the opportunity to once again broadcast Free Talk Live from the event. We're talking about addiction, and in this case, The Guardian, with a story about the Facebook, Twitter executives, social media executives who don't use the very product that they want you to use. Quote, this is, again, they're talking about the addiction aspect here. The companies that are producing these products, the very large tech companies in particular, are producing them with the intent to hook. They're doing their very best to ensure not that our well-being is preserved, but that we spend as much time on their products and on their programs and apps as possible. That's their key goal. It's not to make a product that people enjoy and therefore becomes profitable, but rather to make a product that people can't stop using and therefore becomes profitable.
In their world, people spending more time on their product is proof that they're doing a good job, right? Like, mm-hmm. So if a car manufacturer came out with the brand new Model T with has leaf springs or whatever on the seats, and basically is some throwback to some horrifying automobile experience, it's not going to do very well because people want a better automobile experience.
Right.
Now, they're probably not going to spend a whole bunch of extra time in the car as a result. Maybe if they got a really expensive Italian sports car or something like that. But, you know, in total, they're probably not going to spend that much extra time in the car because of it's a great automobile experience. But if it's a great online experience, you know, it's a great in front of a screen experience, then yes, that's where they'll be. If they're not there, then they're watching Game of Thrones. If they're not there, they're playing, word puzzles on their phone. I mean, it's not like these people are escaping the internet. It's not like you have given up the internet, Ian. You've given up one website, and you're just
and I feel like I've accomplished something. I've actually got more done.
Smug about it.
It's not. I'm not trying to be smug. Look, if you like Facebook, please use it. If you like cigarettes, smoke them.
I don't particularly care about Facebook. To me, Facebook is a means to an end.
It's not, though. It's not very effective at the end. If the sales technique is that you're going to get more friends or you're going to get more attention from using Facebook, I don't know if it's true.
Do you think that there's like a product or some sort of like maybe electronic device, maybe some kind of music or something like that, that works like sort of like Narcan in the case of an emergency internet overdose? Like if you have had a fatal
to
overdose
pull you
of
out
internet
of it,
and you need to,
so you
need
don't
to
die.
Pull somebody out of it
I'm
so
pretty
you don't
sure
die.
It's Rick Astley.
Yeah, maybe.
Never going to give you
Let's
up.
Go to Gene, never the Christian anarchist. He's in Tennessee watching us or listening online. Go ahead, Gene.
As well, yesterday I kind of was leaning towards Ian, and tonight I have to lean towards Mark. So
all
Mark
right.
wins the program.
He's
today.
Making you feel better about your addictions because he's calling, not saying they're an addiction, so he wins. Go ahead.
Well, And I think that everything is an addiction. I mean, life is an addiction. Everything that we do, I was just on the Discord explaining, I'm addicted to chocolate chip cookies. You know, if I didn't watch myself, I'd be 300 pounds. So everybody... Yep. Everybody is driven by pleasure. You work, even your job. You work your job primarily to get money so that you can enjoy yourself. That's really an addiction for pleasure.
But it,
no doubt.
If one overuses the term addiction, it has no value.
Well, plus, if you overuse the pleasure. There are addictions, and there are psychological addictions. The psychological addictions are all about pleasure. I mean, you know, the dopamine. But the physical addiction would be something like heroin or cocaine. And people start on those initially for pleasure, and then they get physically hooked.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And there's no doubt that, you know, an addiction to those drugs can be very, very deleterious as far as one's own health is concerned. I don't think that you can rank them at exactly the same level as social media, but there's no doubt that addiction to internet without moderation, the same way that an addiction to cookies without moderation, is going to make you fat, maybe physically or...
And I can tie this into yesterday's topic as well regarding pornography and virtual porn and everything else, is that... Eventually, I'm afraid, and I think it might take 50 to 100 years, the human race will die out because we're all going to be going into our orgasmatrons for our sexual pleasure, and people are not going to reproduce any longer.
You've already got people...
Orgasmo-ray!
You've already got people using sex bots, right? That's already a thing, and certainly
and it's
artificial intelligence.
To get better and more convincing, and eventually... It'll be like going into the holodeck and getting any kind of a pleasure that you want. And when that happens, if we ever get, when we get to that point, if we don't destroy ourselves first, it'll probably be the end of reproduction.
Well, that's why it is important to, you know, have some level of control over a habit, and so it doesn't become an addiction, so it doesn't damage your life, or in this case, damage the entire human race. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
To the Orgasmobile.
That's a movie, right?
Yes. Yeah. Orgasmo is fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, if words don't have meanings, then they become useless. If we just continue to call everything one thing, then that word has no value. So I don't like physical addiction and psychological addiction. I understand these two terms exist. Yep. But I have a very difficult time just sort of giving any kind of credence to the whole psychological addiction thing. Because ultimately, if you're psychologically addicted to the internet, you're pretty likely to be psychologically addicted to anything that gives you pleasure. You're just one of those people that doesn't have any self-control. And in many cases, it's because... your real life hasn't been turned its glaring eye upon you for whatever reason. Maybe your parents, you know, just will cover your bills and you can live at some subsistence level and it's just good enough for you or whatever the reason might be. Or maybe you're fine with living in a tent or whatever the reason might be. For me, the reason I got up in the morning, the reason I left my mother's house when I was, you know, 20 years old or whatever, simply because I didn't want to live that way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about addictions. It's certainly not the first time we have discussed this topic. And, is there a fine line between a habit and an addiction? And I would say that line would be, as Gene the Christian Anarchist pointed out, he loves chocolate chip cookies.
After he said I was right.
And he could eat a bunch of them, but he's restricted himself to eating only a few at a time. I would say that it becomes a problem when it starts to hurt you, when, you are eating a bunch of them and you're getting very fat or unhealthy as a result of that, or in the case of internet addiction versus internet usage, where it's hurting you, where it's you're losing your job, where it's you're losing relationships, where you're losing significant amount of productivity because you're doing, when you should be doing other things, you're online, you're scrolling through Facebook or playing a video game or whatever it is that is being, I think, deleterious towards what you could be accomplishing or doing. Now, again, if what you want to do with your time is do those things, by all means, it's your life, it's your leisure, you should be able to do what you want. And that's where, to me, Mark, you called me smug earlier, and I don't think that I'm any better than anybody else. You
but
should
you're
do
sure
whatever it is
willing
you want
to
do.
Let people know every
yeah.
opportunity you get that you stopped using Facebook. It's just every day.
It really isn't.
I hear it, not on the show. I hear from you, somebody you've talked to, I don't use Facebook anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't.
Yeah. That's just not the case. Ultimately, sharing an experience of something that has happened to you is not, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, I've been more productive since stopping using Facebook. And since before I stopped using Facebook, I bemoaned the fact that I was still on Facebook. I wanted to quit using Facebook, but I kept coming up with reasons why I needed to continue to do it.
My Facebook experience is this. I enjoy seeing pictures of sort of family and friends and those sorts of things. I'll see a bunch of jokes that I like and things that interest me. At some point, I will find somebody on some Facebook thread who has said something that I disagree with, and I will try to correct that bad thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And this will happen maybe once every couple few weeks. And then I'll realize after probably two or three or four exchanges with this person,
this doesn't work.
I have made a mistake. I have made the mistake that I make on a regular basis, mm-hmm. which is talking to somebody with whom I disagree on right. Facebook.
In my case, it's just logging into the site is the mistake, because then I end up getting drawn into the feed and scrolling down and scrolling down. And I talk about it, Mark, because I suspect there are other people that have the same problem. I don't think I'm alone in this particular problem.
Sure you're not.
I just want people to be aware that it is possible to get off of Facebook, and
you don't think they know
my
that?
Life is better because of it. Yeah. So, and I've suggested, you know, specific techniques on how to do that.
What are those specific techniques?
I already explained it to you earlier. I stopped using certain aspects of it to sort of
stop the notifications.
Stop the notifications. I eventually ended
so
up putting
a... stopped paying attention to notifications. Is that little red
eventually
dot
I stopped
comes up
paying entirely. Yeah, I upped it to like 70 or whatever, the number being...
So you first started at 25 notifications.
I started at 5, then went to 10, 15, yep. 20,
so
30, 50.
So you're going to wait until the circle had that yep. number of 5, then 10,
and then
20.
And then I found out that whenever I would click the circle, so whenever it would finally hit the, you know, number, 50 or whatever, mm-hmm. that whenever I'd click the notifications to actually look and see what was in there, it was just a bunch of crap.
It's garbage.
I don't know. I like hearing about stories, like finding out a story, like, for example, the whole thing with Melanie that you mentioned at the beginning of the, with, you know, the people talking about her speech at the State House and whatnot.
Yeah, which offended some people.
Yeah, apparently. Which offended some people. And that, you know, a lot of that offense.
You were very interested in that story, Ian, but... That occurred on Facebook.
Oh, no, I wasn't interested in actually going to read the thread.
No, but you were interested.
I asked her for the purpose of discussing something on the radio.
I just like knowing how long the turnaround would be. Like, I wouldn't have heard about that for like a good week mm-hmm. if I hadn't heard about it on Facebook. And even still on Facebook, it still took me a couple days. But, like, I don't even know that I might have even, without seeing it and reading the details, because I read the thread just to see, you know, what was going on, to see her point of view and to see what was going on with the whole story. And if I hadn't seen it directly on Facebook and just heard you at the beginning of the show just kind of mentioning this thing, I might have gave that the brush off and not even thought about it. And it's just sort of interesting to, like, I like still being able to see when something's going on. You know,
yeah, but it's not really that important. It's just Facebook drama. That's
true.
All it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was worth talking about on the air because, well, it's dramatic. And it's, a conflict here between the libertarians.
You love yourself a conflict.
Well, that's sort of what radio is based off of. So, anyway, talking about psychology, talking about addiction, Mark, you're sort of dismissing all of this, but for other people it is a very serious problem. Let's continue here with Makona's comments on video game addiction. Specifically, these games that are targeted at children and actually are designed to take advantage of the fact that they might not know anything about money. You know how when, like, you could take advantage of a child and say, oh, here's the change in my pocket.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Right. Take the change that you think's the most valuable. So they take, the one they think is the most valuable, and it turns out it was the least valuable or whatever.
Here's four coins that I'll trade you for this one coin.
Right, something like that.
Yeah.
And so they built this into these video games where they adjust the odds based on the data collected. And so if the concept, or they figure out somehow that the player doesn't have any concept of the value of money, it'll reduce the odds of getting something good in the game and significantly increase the prices of just buying the thing that the player wants. In games like Battlefront 2, EA, the company that produced the game, used fixed prices but set the requirement for free progression to require you to basically play the game as a full-time job. So if you wanted to unlock special characters like Luke or Darth Vader or something like that, you'd have to play for quite a long time. And this tactic, he says, is the most common on PvP, player versus player games, where the monetization, or says moronization, I think he means monetization system, is a system of constantly releasing new loot and new aspects of progression that is scheduled in such a way whereas the players who refuse to pay for the faster progression are nearing a point where they can earn the needed loot and progression through pure gameplay. We'll now effectively have the goalpost move farther back.
Yep.
Thus, there's always a gap between the paying and the non-paying players, which is what you were saying earlier.
What happens with in these games when they don't walk that thin line is that they just lose the people that are not the payers. Mm-hmm. That was the way it was with a game that I played at one point.
Do they really care though if they lose the non-paying clients? Because they want to convert them into paying clients.
Right.
That's the whole point of the free game aspect in the first place.
The reason the game being popular is the reason that you have your payers there in the first place. If there aren't people for them to have a squash match with, then it's not fun. So you have to have those non-payers there.
So they can be victimized.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Yeah.
Other games such as Destiny 2 take a similarly bad but different approach by making aspects of the progression permanent but only available for a limited time, and then making it so that even if you played continuously 24/7, you would not earn all of the loot and progression possible during the time limit, thus making it so the player has to pay in order to fully progress. That behavior is made even worse when you consider that these are full-priced games that are adding $20 in downloadable content and then further charging money if you want to progress at a reasonable rate and stay competitive. So you're always trying to keep up with the Joneses.
My advice to people is just don't play games like that.
Exactly. We don't need the government to get in here to put a stop to this.
Right.
The market can do it. There are independent games out there that don't have these pay-to-play structures. They must exist. I don't pay close enough attention to the industry, but I know there are still indie games being developed that don't have the same marketing aspects to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are real concerns, Mark. When you're dealing with credit card debt, when you're dealing with a teenager or whoever getting their hands on your credit card and charging up the PlayStation or the Xbox subscriptions and, getting hooked on things and not being able to afford to pay it, and maybe you can't afford to pay it, you got a serious problem on your hands. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Actually, coming up, I think we're going to do Edgington Post on the way here tonight. I don't remember who the Post interview is. It is Ildar Faluznov.
Faluznov.
More coming up from that. It was an interview from the Bitcoin conference.
It was a good one, too.
Live from the Bitcoin studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, friends, and you, my helium. 4 to 7 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, he colors 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Another edition of the Edge and Kinney Post Show. It is me, Mark Edge, with you, and my co-host for this event,
Henry Raines.
That's right.
Good to be with you, Mark.
Thank you so much. Henry, your show is?
The Henry Raines Show, and that's available on WWPR, 1490 AM in Tampa Bay. But if you just Google Henry Raines Show, you'll find it on multiple podcast platforms.
Yep, and we have known each other for many years. I'll actually do a quick interview with you later on for listeners who want to know about that. But, you know, nonetheless, let's go ahead and talk to
Ildar Fulianov. I knew I'd do it. I apologize to Ildar.
Fazulianov.
Fazulianov.
No worries.
Yes. Well, it doesn't help to be nearsighted with the card here.
That's the first guy to mispronounce your name, too, I'm sure.
But the even more important is joinwell.com is the way to find out more about your product and your enterprise. And Ildar has, actually, I found a fascinating human interest story, but before we get to that, tell us what JoinWell is all about.
Yeah, Well is a healthcare platform that connects patients, providers, and doctors globally. We're making healthcare borderless. We do it through our telehealth platform. Telehealth is basically video conference, ability to video conference, to secure message, connect to your doctor at any time.
Kind of, I mean, it seems like the direction that medicine would go. It's pretty inefficient for people to go to offices and sit there and wait and all those things that have to do with a medical visit, when you can just hop on a Skype call at both the doctor's and the patient's convenience, and I don't know, show them your parts that doing whatever, just go from there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you know, it's not quite Skype call because it has to be HIPAA compliant.
Yes.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
It has to be secure, so we have that. But yeah, the idea is basically, you know, if you remember in 1995-97 when you ordered like one book per year online,
right?
Maybe it was like this little dinky website you've heard about, Amazon.
Yeah, right.
And now you pretty much buy everything online. You don't go even grocery shopping. And I believe
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that healthcare is moving in that direction, and telehealth.
Right. Well, most of us that have commercial insurance have already gotten the push from the commercial.
That's right.
Insurance companies, whether it's United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield, for telemedicine. But so the people have heard the term telemedicine.
medicine. They probably have seen a commercial about it. They know what it is, but you're the person that really makes it work. Is that correct?
That's right. And we also utilize permission blockchain to secure the data.
Which is
blockchain is what allows all these crypto. It, you know, one aspect of blockchain is that it basically scales trust through long distances. So you can have your data in such a way that only maybe certain aspects of your data are available to your healthcare provider. So potentially you can talk to a healthcare provider and they won't even know your name if you don't want them to. So that's the power of blockchain. And then
I'm curious about the provider that will treat without knowing your name, but I understand.
Well,
the
yeah, in the United States, definitely, and we're very careful about HIPAA laws and different regulatory laws. I'm just saying that that's a possibility. And another big value of it is that, like for example, online pharmacy is also a part of it, or remote patient monitoring, ability to measure certain aspects of patients' health, especially for chronic care patients. You can also do it remotely, and in a combination it becomes very, very powerful, but obviously it's a lot easier to manage care if a person physically comes to the office.
Yeah.
So with the blockchain, there's that trust established, and you can, for example, with a permission blockchain, you can have payments, especially cross-border payment, enabled completely frictionlessly with no cost at all to the patient or doctor.
So this may solve, say, pharmacy costs. It's really expensive to buy pharmaceuticals in the United States, but in some countries it's rather inexpensive. So if you could do a pharmacy consult via video, via this platform, and then get your prescriptions from some other country, is that right?
Well, that's a little more tricky because in the United States you can't just get prescriptions from outside of the United States.
I've heard it's been done.
Well, people do it. It's not, and it's not like we would enable that if it's not legal. We will not do that. But for example, you may live some other country that it is completely legal. Like let's say you're in Africa and you're in a remote village and you get a quick, access to a doctor that prescribes some medicine that comes to you from India. It could be life-saving and, relatively inexpensive. We could provide that.
Walk us through the patient experience when they sign up at Well Incorporated and they become a part of this platform. How do they experience their medical care?
So you sign up and you can put certain amount of your data that is required, for example, for a doctor to provide adequate care.
Medical history.
That's right. Your medical history, your medical record. And then you can start adding different types of information that may be valuable and usable for both your care and potentially worthwhile for pharmaceutical companies, others to use. And as you collect that data, and data in medical field is exponentially more expensive, the more data you have on a certain patient, the more valuable it is. So for example, you have basic, EMR information. If you could add...
What's EMR?
Electronic management records.
Okay.
So basically health history. For example, if you add your DNA data, I mean, obviously, you don't want that data floating around because, let's say insurance gets a hold of it and then they deny you certain type of coverage. You don't want that to happen. So with the blockchain, you can set up, just like cryptography works, where you have private key, public key, you can set up certain permissions and sell that data potentially, again, where it's legal, and make money as a patient.
So we're speaking with Ildar Fazulianov with Well Incorporated. And so I've now put my medical history into your platform. But I have a trailing medical history that from all the years before I found Well. So this is something that's my property on your platform. I release it to the doctors that I want. They can't just log on to your system and find it.
Absolutely. And that's what smart contracts and cryptography allow to do, is that you can set privacy and permission controls that allow giving data to the people or providers that you want that data to be released to.
So if I don't have an immediate problem, I can go ahead and begin the process of creating my medical history blockchain with your platform.
That's right. And then when you travel the world, let's say, and something, you know, hopefully doesn't happen, but if it happens, you can have those records with you. You don't have to call, especially if you're allergic to certain types of medication. You know, there's a lot of aspects that could be, you know, life and death determining.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have them on you, and if a healthcare provider in real world, not virtual, has access to that, that could be very powerful for your care.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. Is what problems does this technology solve? And you've just mentioned one, which is if you happen to be traveling and you get ill. I would think that the vast majority of people probably get their medical treatment within 50 miles of their home and that sort of thing. What other solutions does this this provide?
So medical tourism is a huge industry.
Sure.
So you can de-risk
it. It's a lot less expensive to get heart surgery in Taiwan or Bangkok than it is in the United States.
But you want to ensure that those providers are legit and they have legit history of patient care. And with blockchain, it's impossible. Like, once that provider puts his information on our blockchain, it's all traceable, whatever happened to those patients, and you cannot delete it, you cannot change it,
right.
You can't even digital records could be changed. Blockchain, once you hash it, you anchor it to the public blockchain, certain keys, you cannot change that information.
Right. As long as reality is put on the blockchain,
that's right.
Then reality will not be mutable. The question is, pretty clearly people are going to know into the future. Like if I were a doctor, I'd know, what sort of reports that I wrote that were positive towards me and negative towards me into the future. How do we know that? How do we, track a patient, I guess?
So it's not a perfect be-all, end-all, of mm-hmm. course, because, as you said, certain in, certain out, but at least whatever happened on the blockchain already with that doctor, you cannot...
There's no
deleted.
Going back to change the story.
Yeah, you can't change the story. And some of the initial information, their licensing, you can also ensure that when they join the platform, they're licensed.
To hear the rest of this great interview, just go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date, download it, or just listen on the website, archives.freetalklive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.